Hi, good evening, everybody. Today is November 5th, 2012. It's Elizabeth here. I'll be co-hosting tonight with Ron Amatron for Creation Lightship Healing. We are on Station 1 tonight on bbsradio.com. And we want to extend a warm welcome to all of our new listeners and also to our regulars. We have a wonderful self-empowering show planned for you all tonight. We will be taking callers, but we would like it if you could call in, particularly our new listeners, and talk about a healing that you have done through creationlightship.com, or if you would like to maybe ask about a healing that you could possibly get from Ron in any sort of problems you've been having in your life. So mainly we want to keep the call centered around that tonight, the healings that you've had in the past and how they've helped you. So our call-in numbers tonight are toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, 888-627-6008. And if you can't get through that line, maybe try line 3, which is 530-413-4522. Ron, we have a lot of questions on the fast chat, so did you want to go ahead and maybe start talking about those?
Sounds great, yeah. And we
okay.
Want to do a clearing tonight for a metal detox. Somebody requested that earlier to me, so I said I'll do it on the show here. So we could do that sometime, maybe halfway through the show, unless somebody else brings it up. But we'll do that also. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Sounds great. Okay. Sounds great. So the first question is from Becky on the fast chat, and she's wondering what healing helps get rid of past sorrow?
Okay, you're dealing with sorrow. If it's reoccurring and you are having a condition of sorrow, let's just say that you wake up every other day or something and you kind of feel sorrow in your life, feeling sad, I would probably look at the entity clearing to release sorrow, because you could have entities attached to you from a earlier part of your life. So if it has been reoccurring for a while, you might want to try entities. That's the first thing. You could always go into, if it's reoccurring through your whole life and you just feel like that's blocking you, then you may want to do a special clearing, which is mainly for physical body stuff. That's what I put it up for, but you could probably use it for sorrow as a whole lifetime clearing. You may want to look at sorrow as what else is causing that. You know, what's behind the scenes? Maybe there's some other issue that you're dealing with and it's bringing forth sorrow, but it's actually covering up something else that might be much more important to get rid of. So if you want to type something in that's relating to your sorrow, I think most people probably have basically sorrow of either losing a loved one, feeling incomplete. Maybe if the loved one died and they relied on that person a lot, they could feel sorrow from that. Or maybe they did something that was improper to somebody, and that's continuously haunting them. And that could also be like a reoccurring barcode. But definitely look at the situation and just kind of see what it looks like to you. The self-empowerment clearing, if you have more than one issue of sorrow, you may want to look at that one. And I think that's a six-week clearing for $50. And you may, you know, yourself jump-started back into life again. So it all depends how you're feeling about it. So without knowing your true condition of sorrow then and how long you've had it, that's what I would suggest doing. If you want to type in some more information, that would be perfectly fine, and I'll readdress it again. So back to you, Elizabeth. And if anybody else has a suggestion on the fast chat for sorrow, maybe they've had sorrow, you might want to type in what you did also. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, so Becky, if you have any other specific details that you would be able to give us on the fast chat, just go ahead and type those in. And also, Ron, I was just thinking, the whole lifetime emotional clearing, if you haven't had that, that helps out with a lot of emotions. But if it is a past issue, maybe you want to look deeper beyond that, Becky, if you've already done your whole lifetime emotional clearing and you're looking for clearing on a specific issue. So if anybody on the fast chat has any suggestions, please go ahead and type those in, like Ron said. And we'll think about that one a little bit while we wait for Becky to maybe specify some details. So the next question is from Jared, and he's asking, do we have to have the emotional clearing first to get on the intensives?
Definitely, yes. I can't work with people any longer who have not had the whole lifetime emotional clearing, because it's just too hard to go through all that energy from people to do that. So, yes, and that's a good way of bringing that up. When I answered the first question, I already assumed that you've already had the whole lifetime emotional clearing, and that maybe didn't fix your problem, okay, or condition. So you need to have that clearing. So just if you're just coming on cold turkey as a newbie, not wondering, just got into the program here and wanted to request something like that, yeah, do the whole lifetime emotional clearing first. And that way they'll get rid of a lot of your stuff to put you back into peace. So that's needed first. So if you are a listener and you maybe have been hearing the program for, you know, 6 months or more, a year, and you haven't had that whole lifetime emotional clearing, then you need to do that to have a better life. And that's what you want to do, is to get that clearing first. And then a lot of your situations and problems that you're dealing with on an emotional level, trauma level, sensory body level, all these things will tend to be dampened down a lot, and you won't be as reactive to life. And that's what you want to be, is more in the moment. Otherwise, you'd be in heaven, the buttons being pushed around you from other people, and you may be transmitting your problems onto your psychic billboard because your body has blocked energy, knowing that it will probably be coming into a physical illness or, you know, on down the road, even death, because you haven't cleaned out your emotional, energetic body. So that's what you need to do first. And that's why I always specify that for people. So you may look at the drop-down box on the top of the website and say, gee, I can relate to about 50 of these clearings here, and where do I begin? Well, do the emotional whole lifetime clearing, and what you're looking at first, which might overwhelm you because everybody has issues, by doing the emotional clearing, then all of a sudden you're going to feel yourself getting some relief. And the emotional clearing only needs to be done one time. You just come in to the website, enter your age. It takes about 15 minutes for probably most people, and it is completed. You do not use the other box here for conditions in your life. That's designed for people who buy the unlimited version after the whole lifetime one, and that's used in case something gets triggered in you from other people, bringing forth the information from your DNA, which is dormant, and now it's active, and you can clear that out to stay current with your clearing, and it puts you back into peace. So that is what you use for that. We're going to be separating the website out slightly if it's not done already. I talked to the webmaster yesterday, and I'm going to put the unlimited underneath the original one, which was the enter your age in there. And the second part, maybe option two, if it comes up that way, will be only for those people who need or want to have the emotional unlimited clearing, which you can go into whenever you choose to. So if you're brand new, you don't need to just do the second one. That will not work unless you bought it after your whole lifetime clearing. So do the first one first, which is your age, and then if you want to stay current, then buy the unlimited one, and then you go on there. Typically, I recommend 2 to 3 times a day to stay perfectly centered. And I have talked to people who do that, and they say they feel like life is a breeze. They have a problem, they do that, and it puts them out of the emotions, and they're able to get back to center quite easily. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's really an important clearing, and one of the ways I like to describe it, and I noticed that Tina typed in that it's a whole lifetime emotional as foundation for all clearings. And I kind of think of it as, you know, if you're a scientist, you're doing kind of a baseline, something to measure your experiment off of or whatever it is you're doing, and it's a great baseline. So if you have that clearing and you're still having issues, then maybe you do have to look more deeply, like what Ron is saying, to see what is causing those issues for you. And it's different for everybody. And the other thing I wanted to bring up is also, Ron, I noticed last week, and this is speaking from personal experience, there was an archive that was playing while you guys were traveling. And I remember listening to the original show and not having really any reaction to the clearings you were doing. And then on the archive, I was having all of these intense reactions. Like my eyes were watering. I was feeling, you know, yawning. It was just going, what the heck? And it was really interesting. So, you know, I think, and I was going to ask you this myself, and maybe some of the other listeners are wondering this, you know, when you do a clearing and you come back at a different point in your life when other things may have triggered problems for you, you also have to take that in consideration, right? So, you know, a couple of years or even like a week or a couple of days go by, you really need to check in with how you're feeling, and maybe a clearing that you thought you didn't need in the past, suddenly something happens and you need that. So I just wanted to make sure like that was a correct assumption.
Yeah, that is correct. Remember, once you have that whole lifetime emotional clearing, what you have experienced in your lifetime up to the point to when you start the clearing, that is probably going to be 90% or so removed from you, released from you as far as the issues and the trauma. And typically, those issues will not recycle and resurface. But as everybody knows, if you watch TV and you read the newspaper and you hear about events and situations, that's not going to trigger what you cleared. It's going to re-trigger, I won't say re-trigger, it's going to trigger your dormant DNA, and it'll come up to the surface. And you might say, gee, you know, I felt great for a year without a certain emotional trigger, and now I'm having it. Why is that? Well, it's because other people brought to you the information to bring forth the DNA that was dormant, and now you're dealing with another issue. That's why I say ideally, which people cannot do, but if you had your emotional whole lifetime clearing and you were to run off to a cave someplace and not talk with people, you probably would be completely happy and satisfied with your life, and naturally you probably would not be thinking. And I can talk about that a little bit. People have been asking about how do you think when you're in the moment if you're not using your mind? So I'll kind of describe that here, because this is where I work. I don't live in my head whatsoever. Everything that I need is stored with my spirit that is in my whole body. And my whole body is conscious of living. So I'm using, in a sense, the heart mind. To make it simpler, but basically my whole body is conscious. And so I'm bringing forth source energy from my body, and it's probably being retrieved by my spirit. So I don't need the mind inside of my head to do anything whatsoever. And that's why I'm in the moment, and I don't need to go into the timeline. So that's how I operate. People ask me that all the time at the expos, how are you doing lecture that you're doing and you're talking to us, if you're not using your mind? Well, I don't use the mind. I'm in the moment. And what I talked about, say, 10 minutes ago on this program, I really have very little, if no, recall on what was stated unless I go back and kind of search for that, because it's a long time away. I don't hang on to stuff. Now, if I were to hang on to it, then I now have a track record to be attacked by those letters which make up words, and now I'm going to be on that emotional roller coaster ride, and that's what does that. So I don't live and store information like that, because in light, there's no such thing as that. That's why when you have a clearing of any type, everything is cleared from you. And typically, I can't say everything, but we'll just say most of it is cleared from you. And then from there, you're peaceful. And you may have had a problem, and if nobody talks to you about it, you'll just completely forget about it. I won't use the word space out about it, but that wouldn't even be in your reality. And this happens to you anyway. Can you think back of when you stubbed one of your toes in your life? You may think, well, gee, did I stub my toe, one of my toes? And then you got to try to really focus on it, and you're going through all the pages of your life, and you go, oh, yeah, I did stub my toe. I think I was between the ages of 5 and 15. I remember having my toe being stubbed by the coffee table, when I ran into it. But can you bring back the pain? Now, if you really look for that pain, you may be able to bring it back. But typically you're going to say, no, I can't remember the pain. I can remember the situation. Well, that's gone out of your consciousness. That's the way the healings work. But it's instantaneous. So this is where I live. I don't live in the past. If I lived in the past, then I could not do the healings that I do to help people out with it, because all that past energy would be in my DNA, and I would be having a lot of plagues up, and I would actually be physically dead at this time because the DNA would kill me. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's a really important point. I mean, I know you've talked about it on the show before, Ron, but it's kind of like you don't want to have that energy in excess in your body, because it will eventually, all of those stored densities will pile up and cause you a lot of suffering and a lot of physical problems. So it really is important to check in with yourself and to do your clearings, because I think it's hard for a lot of us to imagine what it's like to live out of duality, because it's all so many of us have ever known. And, Ron, being the ambassador to the Creation Lightship, has the ability to continually bilocate. So he can be in the moment, but he can also be, here on Earth helping us. We don't have that ability. So what we have to do in order to connect with source energy is to connect with the Lightship through Ron, who is our ambassador to our Earth ambassador to the Creation Lightship. That kind of brings me down to the next question from Patrick, which is, what healing do you suggest for brain fog?
Brain fog. Okay.
I have a suggestion if you don't, Ron.
Go ahead.
I was going to suggest the mind matrix clearings, particularly the mind matrix, the ones that were in the mind matrix bundle that were on the conference call last month. I think they were the alien attacks and parasites, the mind matrix, and then there were two other ones. Oh, the orb clearing and one other one that I can't remember, but I remember it was really good because I did all of them, and they were all really effective in terms of getting brain fog. I'm going to look them up now. So do you want to go ahead, Ron, and I'll look them up on the website?
Yeah, and also, if it seems to be happening more recently, we put up the nano clearing. I can't recall exactly the name of it because there's a bunch of words in front of nano, but you could just type in nano in the search box on the website, and that clearing was put up to deactivate what's in our atmosphere, that we're breathing, what's in our food chain, in our water. So what's in there is technologies that is brought here by something or someone, and it activates within your body implants, to make it simple, that has been put into your DNA that is time-coded and time-released. And so all of a sudden, you may have been fine, and all of a sudden you might feel like you're not feeling too well. And the nano clearing that we put up was mainly to keep people from being numbed out by this activity that you know nothing about. And it could be 100% energetic. A lot of people, in fact, you probably all know about the chemtrails and wondering if that's causing your situations. I don't get into chemtrails because I don't have any jurisdiction yet and information on what they're doing to people, so to speak. See, if I don't have a solution, I'm not going to talk about it. So I can't get rid of them. The gray sky clearing could possibly help you. But the nanotechnology one, could they be putting things in the sky that could be affecting you? It's possible. I'm not saying that it is. But the nano one mainly, to me, is more on an energetic basis that will be activating your DNA past of your ancestors to bring forth energies in you in this lifetime now to cause you problems, and it could numb you out. So that could be possibly what you have brain fog for. I think it's a $25 clearing, and I think the unlimited one or something like that was another $25, if I'm not mistaken. It's been a while, but that one, I think, would be good for everybody to do as a nano-clearing. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's actually the next one I want to do. The nano-clearing sounds great, and it is very reasonable. So I hope that helps you out, Patrick. Our next question is from Ed, and he said, a distraught friend's husband just died in a car. What can I do for her? Screaming. Oh, my. Sounds really upsetting.
Okay, the person is screaming. Is that they're that distraught?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay, so you have two ways to look at this. They're screaming because they naturally probably lost their loved one, and that's completely understandable. Is it their screams, or is it the screams of the emotional body? So the first thing that I would recommend doing, the spirit's not going to scream, okay? So what I would do is go in and do the deceased loved one's emotional body clearing to get rid of that energy, which you'd call a ghost, which can body hop into relatives typically, and that's because they know you, they're going to come into you. And that emotional body would typically be completely traumatized because it has no place to go to, and then from there it can bring in the regrets that push your buttons. Maybe you didn't kiss the person goodbye. Maybe you didn't say that you loved them 6 months ago when you saw them. And, you know, all these different conditions that people have about, which basically is guilt. So get rid of that emotional body. Do that clearing. That's why I put it up. And you might find maybe 90% of your sadness, heartache being released. But do that one first. Deceased loved one clearing. There's two of them. One's for the spirit, and one is for the body. And do that, and then you may want to do the other one to get the spirit off the earth plane here. Normally, the dark side will not take it for probably maybe a month to 2 months, but you want to also do that one to get that spirit out of here so it will not be recycling like you did, and it did, into another lifetime here. So you want to get it off that karmic wheel and get it back into light. But the emotional one is the first one to do. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Also, maybe, Ron, if Ed, maybe you could just do for your friend the Be Here Now clearing. I don't know if that would help in such a great trauma, but that might be a good one. And it is one of the sample healings. So maybe start there and see if you can even do some spirit infusion to just kind of get her back into her body, maybe. Because I know when traumatic things like that happen, we kind of tend to want to get out of our bodies, but it's probably not the best thing you can do. You want to be in your body and kind of work through the problems. And so I guess that would help too, Ron. Do you think that would be a good suggestion for Ed's friend?
Yeah, and then I'm kind of looking at also, naturally you can't do this for them now because they're not here, but it's possible that that is triggering in that person a death barcode.
Oh, interesting, yeah.
Yeah, because that could trigger your death barcode, and that, we'll say for that person, and they may be afraid of death now too because they lost their loved one, because that's right there, you know, in front, so they may want to do that clearing, but for sure get that emotional body out. Otherwise, a person is not going to feel at ease whatsoever until that emotional body gets released. So But that's what I would do. The Be Here Now helps get your spirit back, but your spirit isn't traumatized. You know, the mind of the body is traumatized, but the consciousness. A reason why I mention mind of the body is because it's now seeing that somebody died, a close friend, and is saying, oh, what's wrong with me? Do I have any conditions here that could cause a problem? You know, if it was like a car accident, then it's not going to be too much concern. But if it was an illness, I'm sure your mind or your body is being taking notes on that and saying, uh-oh, do I have cancer? Do I have this? Do I have that? And it could be also having a situation. But that's what I would do. So the Be Here Now is probably about all you could do. But that just brings their spirit back. And the spirit, once a person is traumatized, is going to hop out of the body. It doesn't want to go through emotions. So right. It's really going to balance the body out, okay? You got to balance the emotions. So that's what I would do is that one clearing, is a deceased loved one clearing. Remember, your spirit has no emotions, and when you have emotions, it's gone. You can't live in duality, and emotions are duality. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Ron, and also for anyone who's new, who's listening, who doesn't know what the mind of the body is. Ron, maybe you want to just talk about that one for a little bit?
Yeah, the mind of your body is your internal healer. That's the mechanism in you that tells your body how to do healings, okay? And that can get traumatized. And that clearing, I think, is on the body jumpstart one. So, you know, we're kind of switching over a little bit to a different arena here, but maybe you're listening and you say, gee, Ron, I just got diagnosed with something. Or I had this broken arm, you know, 2 weeks ago. How do I get it healed quicker, maybe? Do the body jumpstart. It goes through all different systems of your body and can give you probably wellness a lot quicker than it would do normally. So that's kind of how I perceive that. But you want to get rid of, you know, the emotions to have yourself get healed anyway. So I had an email from a gentleman, and he was kind of wondering about Agent Orange being in the service. I worked with somebody in Florida who had the symptoms of that, and I think after just going on the calls that we had, he was able to kind of do a self a diagnosis of what was going on, and he would, as he did each call, he's doing the weekend calls and maybe a few of the weekly calls, but it took him probably, I would say, just thinking back on it, which is hard to do, but I would say a year and a half, okay? And he got rid of it. And he just was on the calls, just requesting healing for it, and he would check himself out, and he would, you know, look at the percentage of what he had, and at the end he was healed from that. But that's just one person. So let's do a clearing for Agent Orange. And we could probably put that under the heading of, you know, the umbrella here of maybe toxic poisoning, herbicides or something. So here we go. Let's look at the energy for that right now. And if you do have symptoms of some type of foreign substance poisoning, you know, maybe you worked somewhere in the old days when I was growing up, there was a lot of auto mechanics, you know, at the gas stations, which you don't find probably any longer. At least I very seldom see, you know, that going on, but when I was growing up, every gas station had a couple of mechanics, and that's where you took your cars to get them fixed. And they would at times use, you know, carburetor cleaner to work on the carburetors and also have gasoline around, which had lead inside of it, and they would wash the parts with that with their hands, not being too conscious of wearing gloves. So you could have that also stored inside of you now. So let's just see if we can help you out here. Supposed to be some type of energy that you have in your body. Just think of it now. And you may know a situation looking back on your life when you, say, got poisoned with something and you didn't feel correct ever since. And so this is actually going to be doing that along with Agent Orange. So here we go. Looking at the energy of that. And we're going to work on your, first work on your muscles, fat tissue and muscles, okay? So let's do fat tissue. And that's why when people go on diets, they get sick because the toxins are stored in their fat cells. So here we go. I think everybody realizes or knows that. So let's work on the fatty tissue. So I'm going to count to 10 here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll do muscles. And again, kind of to see how your body is feeling, okay? Do a body check. See if you feel a little different or better. Different could even be throwing up. Maybe you're feeling really sick right now. That could be a possibility. And you're saying, gee, what the heck did Ron do? I'm feeling sick. Well, the body has to get rid of it some way. So if you do find yourself over the sink or toilet or something during this process, or maybe sitting on the toilet, you know, all that this stuff's leaving you. That's good. So here we go. Muscle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do a nervous system. So what you may want to do is maybe just hold your hand out in front of you, you know, with your fingers out, and just see if your hand is wiggling or not or shaking, okay? My hand's almost always perfectly still, but just see if your hand is jiggling or anything like that. And then I'll do this clearing for nerves, and we'll just see if it happens to dampen it down somewhat. So just kind of watch it. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do I'll do one more, maybe, I guess, pancreas. We'll see if that helps anybody. And we'll do spleen and pancreas, just see if this is going to change anything. And then I'll do bone marrow. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do the brain now. I'm going to work with the brain. I don't know what it's called exactly, the technical word for it, but there's a membrane between the left and the right brain. And when I work on it on the light chip, I see some people, it kind of looks like a piece of cellophane. This is how I would describe it here. And maybe as you get older, energy that connects to the cellophane on the left and right side has like holes in it. So if you were to like take that piece of cellophane off on this membrane, you would see that the two brains are not perfectly cemented together. There's like little divots in it. So let's work on that right now and just see if that helps your consciousness. Here we go. I'll work on the left side first. One, two, left hemisphere. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now we'll do the right hemisphere. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now what we'll do is some energy work with that membrane. Okay? Here we go. One, and let's count to five to clear that out. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do bone marrow here. Here we go. So hopefully you know how to count well, everybody. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, thank you so much, Ron. I certainly felt a lot of those, especially the pancreas and bone marrow and the brain ones. There are a lot of comments on the fast chat. Steve was asking, are you crashing timelines of Agent Orange? I'm getting lightheaded. I think what you were doing was a little bit different. You were clearing toxic energy related to Agent Orange, correct? Or other chemicals?
Yes, we're getting rid of the energy in the body. I was not doing timeline crashes. So what I would suggest, if you felt one of these clearings actually helped you, I think they're probably on the body jumpstart clearing that you could probably enter something in for this year. I know I don't have a clearing for fat or muscles, I think, by itself. But you could go into that clearing to do this. And then once you get that cleared out, that puts you into the moment. Then you want to get what's underneath the surface. And then I would do a bunch of clearings, on the timeline crashes. So that's how I would look at that, is do the timeline crashes. You know, if any of these seem to work, then go into these here and clear them. You know, get onto that body jumpstart, because we have all the different body systems in there. And that's what I would probably do, because if you realize now that you have a problem, then you want to get it cleaned out of you. And that's probably where you want to begin at. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and people are saying, Iron Man is saying that was intense. Janice is saying, wow, thanks, Ron. My well water was bad growing up. And Steve says he feels like he's 80% lighter. So Joseph also said his head was throbbing. So pretty interesting reaction. So definitely helpful, and thank you very much. Also wanted to put it out there to any callers, if you've had the mind of the body clearing and you'd like to share how it positively affected your life, please feel free to call in. Or also, if you've done any other clearings where you were releasing toxins, maybe somebody who's had the nano clearing would want to call in and tell everybody how that helped them. That would be great. Go ahead.
I heard Joe or Joseph mention that his head is throbbing, so mm-hmm. I need to know if that went away and you got balanced out, or if we just need to go a little bit more. I don't want to have anybody have a migraine headache or something like that right now. So if you have any stuff, I'll do a little bit more of maybe one of the clearings here that we just did as samples here. So I don't want to leave anybody in distress or uncomfort in any of the programs here. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, so Joseph, maybe if you could just update us, check in with how you're feeling and just update us on the fast jet, that would be great. That way, if we need to do a little bit more clearing, Ron can do that for us. Jody was asking if we could do the mind to heart drop, and Janice was also asking for detox water.
Okay, yeah, detox, that's great. So let's do that one first here.
The detox water?
Yeah, we'll do that, but you need to go get a glass of water, everybody. So that'll probably be in a couple of minutes or so. Don't run. You know, just gently walk over and get your water.
It's a situation where you want to walk, don't run.
Yeah, you don't want to trip over your dog or cat or play toy or something. You know, just get a glass of water. And what I'll do now is a mind to heart drop, I guess, as you're getting your glass of water. And this water will work for today, probably to the end of the day. So end of the day, we'll say whatever that means to you. For some people, I would assume if you're in the States, you're able to say end of the day is midnight, okay? But if you're in some other country and your day is just beginning, then you have a lot longer time to use the water, so you may want to get a lot more. So here we go. Mind to heart drop. Which we do on a lot of the programs, this you can do yourself. You don't need me to do this, but it's a good reminder for people. So you need to command your spirit and do it out loud. Otherwise, you're in the mental realm, and you know how these unwanted universal travelers out there that you can't see, or maybe you do see them, are going to affect you and take you to the beyondo. So you want to connect with your spirit. And you need to have your spirit take your thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. And then you're going to be, in a sense, using the word heart-centered. The word has been played out for too long here by the darkness energies because people don't understand the correct way of doing it. That's why I always specify your spirit. But here we go. So you want to drop down. And on previous shows, I was always assuming that people were doing it with their spirit until I had the realization, and this could be a couple of years back if I was doing this here, then I had the realization that these people don't have a clue that they have to connect with their spirit. So we're just kind of in a learning process here. So here we go. Command your spirit to drop your thoughts that you have, the monkey mind, everything else, the matrix that's hooked up to you. And that's consciousness. You want to go into your heart to be at peace. And I always count from 10 to 1 backwards. Only because people like to feel the energy drop down. If you want to do it yourself and just count to 3, that works fine too. But I do it for 10 because some people are kind of mental and they want to see the mental energies leave them. Here we go. So dropping down, and typically 4 times is all that you have to do this. 15 seconds, you're in your heart. But here we go. Dropping down, man in your spirit to take your thoughts into your heart center. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, now you probably, if you think you're going to be in the moment, and you won't be able to have a negative or a positive thought. And like I tell people, if you had all your neighbors do this, and they were to tell their neighbors and their friends, and it got around the world, which could probably be done within a half a day, I would assume, with the internet. If everybody could do it every 15 minutes, this place could turn around on a dime and be in peace energy, not love energy. Peace energy, and all the control issues would be taken away. There wouldn't be any control. So here we go. Get your glass of water, everybody, and we'll energize the water or detox. And I guess you could figure out what you want on the detox water. So I'll give you guys some control on this here. So we'll start off at the normal level, which we'll just say is number 3. And we'll go up to number 20. So if you really want to get detoxed a lot to have more of this energy in the water, then say 20. If you want to have a little bit less, so whatever you're choosing, just decide that. Here we go. But if you just want to have regular detox, it would be a number 3 level. That's for most people. Here we go. Hold a glass of water. And if you happen to be somewhere else where you're going to drink maybe 3 or 4 glasses during the day, then probably have a larger container. Here we go. Starting this off, detox water to get rid of toxins out of your body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So use the word stronger to increase it. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, it'll take about 15 more seconds, and you can just drink the water when you choose to. So I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth. Got probably 10 more seconds to go, everybody. And enjoy the water. Okay, Elizabeth.
Oh, thank you so much, Ron. And that is a really great point, and it leads me to bring up the question of sponsorship. So, Ron, I know we've talked about this, and if everyone out there listening could just imagine a heart-centered, peaceful world and what that would feel like and how Ron could help so many more people if we could just get him connected to a broader audience through some sort of media outlet. So if you are out there and you're listening, please get in touch with Ron through his website, creationlightship.com, and you might want to put the subject of sponsorship into the subject line. That would be great, because he has the ability to heal stadiums full of people. He has the ability to really create change on our planet. And also, if you're looking to maybe do something on a smaller level and you want to contribute, you can sponsor one of the shows on BBS. So if you do that, then the entire show is focused on you. I think it's $60, and it is a great way to really have the support of the listeners and also have a direct connection with Ron, and also to really, you know, help everybody out, because the healings and clearings do work for everybody depending on, you know, where you're at. So there are all different ways to help. So especially now when there's so many weird energies, the light beings will come into your room before the show, and that's if you're sponsoring the show for $60, or, you know, if you would like to do that, just email Ron and let him know. creationlightship@yahoo.com, and you can also find out more on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. So it's a great way to sort of connect with the light beings, and also to have the entire show centered around you. And it's a good idea. I know when I was sponsored a few shows in the past, you want to maybe prepare your questions before the show. Like if you're having a really big issue with health, and you want to know what clearings would work for you, if you are having trouble finding a job, if you would like to have more prosperity in your life, if you just have weird energy around you all the time and you want to know what that's about, it really is a self-empowering and great experience for you to have a better life here. Also, I think one of the things that can be really helpful is to just have a little list to write everything down. Because I think as you're doing the show and you get more and more peaceful, like I'm doing right now, you kind of lose your train of thought. So it is really helpful. And it's only $60, so you get an entire hour all to yourself. So everyone on the fast chat is thanking you for the detox water, Ron. And Joseph actually said he was feeling fine after you had finished with all of the clearing. However, he thinks he might need to work on this a little more in depth on his own. So he seems to be fine. So thanks, Joseph, for letting us know. And a couple of people are saying, Jody's saying she's feeling a little woozy as the toxins come out. Shereen is thanking you for the detox water. Shannon is saying during the Mind to Heart drop, she said, oh, that relieves me. I need to remember to do this more. And that is such a simple, everyday thing that you can do that is so helpful. In fact, in the past couple of days, I've actually told two separate people to do it. And I've just kind of talked about being in the moment. And I think I haven't checked in with them to see if it helped them or not. But I think that's one of the, also, you know, if you're not able to sponsor Ron or don't have access to a TV station or you're not the head of a, you know, multimedia internet empire, then one of the things that you can do that doesn't cost anything is to tell people to do the Mind to Heart drop and tell them about being at peace and being in the moment. And then you can say it's a great way to sort of bring up the subject of the creation lightship without getting into, you know, being scary and, you know, talking about aliens, because I think, you know, a lot of people are like, what? But if you just talk about being in the moment and help them to be more peaceful in the moment, it is a great way to sort of spread the word about creation lightship healing and the work that Ron's doing here on Earth. So just wanted to throw that out there. And I think a lot of the times we forget to do that because, you know, you're in your day, you're working, you have jobs, you have people probably distracting you all day, but it's so important to just, you know, take time out and do that because, as Shannon said, you do feel a lot of relief just from doing the Mind to Heart drop. And also, one of the good healings to do this, one of the free healings, I just thought of it, is the 2,000 Years of Darkness barcode removal, and that is on creationlightship.com, and it's a recommended, or I'm sorry, a sample healing. So that's a really good one to do, especially if you're not getting results from the healing, then you might want to look at that. Maybe there's some sort of energy that's blocking you from receiving that. I have done that on a few people, and I've noticed a difference in them. It's pretty interesting. So definitely will, as all of the healings and clearings will help you be more at peace. And that is located on creationlightship.com in the sample healing box on the left side of the website. So everyone should definitely check that out. And it's a great one to run on other people and for other people, too, if you have a specific person in your life that's maybe having some issues. It can't hurt them. It can only help them, and the light will only come to them to help bring them peace and give them a better life. But one of the things that, I guess we're just about to wrap up the show here, Ron, but I did want to state that, you know, after you do your healings and clearings, you will probably see a big changes in your life, and you'll need to reinvent yourself after you do them, because as you start letting go of the past and the past has no hold on you, other things are going to start to come into your life. And, you know, I mean, I have people in my life that I don't talk to anymore after I did the healings and clearings. And, you know, it's weird. Like, I thought I would miss them, but I don't really. It's just sort of, I don't even really think about them anymore, to be honest. So definitely will have an impact on your life. We also wanted to mention that we're having 4 8-hour calls this weekend, and you can get more information about that on creationlightship.com. The 8-hour calls are really fantastic, and the special 8-hour healing intensive calls, they're this month on November 11th, 18th, and 25th. And there's also a monthly 4-hour ascension preparation call coming up on November 10th, which are all fabulous calls. Really, really get a lot of healing on those. And if you can't attend live, you can attend as an absentee. So just make sure if you're interested in that, go to creationlightship.com and click up on the top. You'll see special 8-hour healing intensive conference calls. Just click on that and it'll bring you right to that. Great way to get healings and, you know, start feeling better, especially if you're having reoccurring issues. So just wanted to check the fast chat again, Ron. Not sure if there were any other questions. There was one quick one. Jared just said, had a question a while back. He said, sounds like DNA must be killing us in general, ? So, Jared, that's kind of what's going on. It's a little more complicated, but yeah, I think as you get your DNA you have DNA and it gets activated, you can run into a lot of, you know, issues. So I'm sorry we didn't really get a chance to get to that question, Jared. If you have other questions, just go ahead and maybe email the clsquestions@yahoo.com, and maybe we can take a look at that more in depth on a future show.
Okay, everybody. So I guess our time's running short. Since now we have to watch the clock. We'll have the 8-hour call coming up. I mean, 4-hour call, January 5th again. A lot of you may have actually found us through that call. Where we bring in the energies that the Earth is, in a sense, I can't guarantee it, but in a sense is planning to do month by month. A lot of people like to write down the energies that they feel and sense and then kind of plan your life around it. So it this almost sounds like a mind program, but it's kind of what the Earth is planning to do. Maybe I can't guarantee it that this is going to be in stone, but it will give you a heads up. And in fact, if any of you last year did the call, you might look at the hurricane that we just went through, you know, and just see if you had some kind of unrest in that particular time slot there. So it's time to go. So I'll say blessings to everybody. Thank you, Elizabeth, and hope you're all doing wonderful. And we'll see you on our next VBS program, which will be Wednesday, Skill Station 1, at 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. Bye, everybody.